The city's making the entire Title 21 revision available online on the city website starting at 3 p.m. Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan says there are only a few changes made to the document and that provisionally adopted chapters are moving forward to the city's Planning and Zoning Commission. But Sullivan said there will be some changes.
Some of the areas where we have made some changes, though, is in Midtown, for example, there was a possible new designations of zoning in Midtown, which have been removed. Also, height restrictions in Midtown, where we're clearly seeing, the new office building complexes going up, like JL Properties and others have built. Those are some of the changes. The design standards for single-family homes have been modified. We felt they were too restrictive, and all the home building going on these days meets these standards anyway, so there wasn't a need to be so prescriptive in it.
The mayor said chapters dealing with developers' requirements that affect improvements outside the property are being rewritten.
And we're rewriting that so only if that infrastructure gives a benefit to that developer and his project. We want to make sure that we're not overreaching and asking developers to develop roads or drainage or other infrastructure that really doesn't inure a benefit to that project. So those are some of the changes, but it is obviously a very long, very complex document, and again, online at 3 o'clock.
Sullivan said Title 21 guides the development of the community. Next, the document goes to the city's Planning and Zoning Commission for further scrutiny before going back before the Municipal Assembly for approval. The course of Title 21 has not always run smoothly. The rewrite project was started in 2002 and has consumed thousands of staff hours while taking extensive public comment into consideration. By late last year, most of the chapters had been provisionally adopted, meaning that the Assembly's Title 21 Committee had reviewed and amended the document, and that drafts of the chapters had been found generally acceptable by the Assembly. John Weddleton, who represents the concerned citizens groups, Citizens Coalition and Transition Anchorage, says the process is taking much too long.
Provisionally adopted chapters were ready to go well over a year ago, and those were a product of an ongoing compromise. It started out really very closely representing the goals of the comprehensive plan, and then through the process there were a lot of compromises made, and as a group, Citizens Coalition and others, kind of said, okay, well, it's not exactly what we want, but we can live with it. And now with the second initiation of the process again that the mayor has done, it's like those compromises aren't being honored, but they're taken as a starting point to make further compromises.
Transition Anchorage says too many of the compromises favor developers, including diminished landscaping standards, elimination of habitat protection for small animals, and reductions in stream setbacks. The 600-page Title 21 can be accessed on the city's website, muni.org. For KSKA, I'm Ellen Lockyer.